And welcome back to the Marketing Corner. Yours truly, Sean Campbell, and my very esteemed co-host, Pastor John McClain of the Veterans Rescue Mission. How you doing, sir?
I am esteemed to be here. Esteemed. I just feel just honored and pleasured. I feel like a better man to be here next by your side.
The pleasure is all
like
mine.
In the most like platonic, friendly way possible. Mm-hmm. I'm right here by your side, hand in hand, in your arms.
Like two little, what was that, Ricky Schroeder, like two spoons or two silver spoons?
Two silver spoons hugging together
in the really wrong direction.
Usually when we go down this road, it goes wrong. But it's comedy for the listeners, so that's what's important. Yeah.
Usually it's the other way around. We start real good, then it goes like
then it bombs.
In the ditch.
Yeah, for sure.
So we've set ourselves up for massive success.
And we have great guests, too, to pick us up.
Yeah. Like
I think that's the real trick, is the guests carry us. Yes. The least we talk, the better.
When do those guys arrive?
they'll be here pretty soon.
Sooner or later.
Yeah. So we came up with a different idea of having like an entrepreneur roundtable forum, right? And speaking of, you know, bringing the positive energy and everything like that, we're going to keep it very positive and very, you know, motivational, as we always do.
Yeah, that's great information we always share.
Yeah, it's one of the pleasures and just honors that we get to have every day, not only with this show, but more so with the Common Good Radio Show. Mm-hmm. That is, what time is that?
That's every Sunday at 2 on 10:30 a.m. and every Saturday at 7 a.m. on 106.3.
So that means it's syndicated, right?
Oh, yeah, it's syndicated. Yes. Did I not say that yet?
You did not say that.
Yeah, we got syndicated. Yeah,
yes.
I mean, I love 10:30 a.m. The Groove. It's an excellent station. It has a great reach. Uh-huh. But to be one of the only talk radio shows on Tucson's only classic hip-hop and R&B station, we're proud.
Not bad.
Not bad. And we have some amazing news coming up here in the near future. Yep. That I'm gonna tease the audience with. Yep. You have to wait for that.
So that'll be maybe next week?
Maybe next week we'll talk about it.
But we got other phenomenal news at the end of the show. I'm gonna hold it.
I'm excited. I'm excited.
For the last segment.
Yeah.
Let me make a little note.
Notation, asterisk, happy
segment.
Face. Last segment. Got it.
Big news.
Last segment. Got it.
Huge.
Huge.
Let's introduce our guests.
Let's do it.
Yeah. So we have John Spurr of Inspired Life Mortgage.
I like to call him Muscles.
Muscles. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He makes up for the both of us.
Muscles.
Yeah. And we have Mr. Bill Netherton. Both of them, this is the second time on the show.
Yeah. I like to nickname him Mr. Giggles because he makes me happy.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought that was going somewhere else. Thank
you. No, not at all.
We're still in the ditch. We're still in that ditch.
Yeah. Cheers, Tucson. Yeah. Welcome aboard.
Yeah. So, John, why don't you give your 30-second plug, 30-second-ish, maybe more, after telling us that story before the show. Take all the time you need.
All the time I need, right? My 30-second plug. Well, we're a locally owned mortgage broker here in Tucson. I've done mortgage lending for over 30 years. I opened up Inspired Life Mortgage 5 years ago because I was just tired of seeing how mortgage companies were run and how customers were being treated, and I felt there was a better way to do it. And here we are today.
Yep. Yeah. And he's my mortgage broker, may I say. He helped me purchase me and my wife's 5-bedroom dream home in Northwest Tucson in October, when I didn't, you know, a lot of ways I didn't even think I could afford that level of house. So you can can that plug and put it on your website or whatever you do.
Beautiful. Mr. Netherton.
First of all, everybody needs a great mortgage broker. That's a fact.
So. He's my dude.
Hey, great to be with you guys. Bill Netherton, Professional Bartenders Unlimited. Tucson's beverage caterer since 1984, where you can be a guest at your own party. We do a lot of different events in our community, a lot of birthdays, weddings, anniversaries, tailgate gatherings before the U of A football games. Mm-hmm. We do a ton of backyard wedding receptions. You know, a couple of our taglines, one of them is "Have Bar, Will Travel." you know, with our service, we truly do all the work. We are a full-service beverage catering company. Our clients can call us. It's seamless. We provide all the beverages, the bar, the equipment, everything they need for a successful event. We love what we do. We have almost 40 years of clients in Tucson, and we're having a great time.
Yeah, man, tremendous team. Every event that I'm at, that Bill's staff is there, you can tell that's their staff.
Oh, yeah.
Without even, you know, at the Arizona Bowl. Right. You know, you could tell at every single location that was, you know, part of the professional bar.
That was a fun event. Very successful. Another successful bowl game in our community, which does a lot for the economy here.
It does. Yeah.
Yeah. It's more and more I hear about the work that you do, Bill. I wouldn't be surprised if I had seen your people, had been at an event that your people were probably serving at and didn't even realize it. So it's cool to learn more about what you guys do.
The second time you're up, they know your drink.
Yeah.
You know,
nice. So.
Especially the fourth and fifth and sixth. Not just
easy now.
So let the first topic in these first two segments, I want to talk about, again, an open forum roundtable, right? Mm. So let's talk about our biggest win. And for the people listening, I did not present this beforehand. We haven't talked about this beforehand. Yeah, I love doing that.
Curveball.
I love doing that because it's authentic, right? You know, so it's not, nothing's rehearsed on this show, which I love.
Yeah.
Everything's pretty much from the hip. When John came in, he's like, what are we talking about? Oh, from the hip again. Yeah, that's the way we do it.
That's what we do. Yeah, for sure. But Cowboys.
But think about that. All four of us, you know, what has been our biggest win since you've been an entrepreneur / small business?
Like the whole entire time I've been an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll let our
If we had some Jeopardy music going, it'd be going on right now.
I've got one for that right now, gentlemen.
Yeah. All right.
You know, we've been in business since 1984, and we've had a lot of wins, but honestly, factually and truthfully, the biggest win that Professional Bartenders is having right now is the fact that our doors are still open for business.
Yep. Yep.
After what we've been through, and we've been through a lot of different stuff, a lot of business owners have, but especially the last 2 to 3 years, it's been ridiculously difficult. And I'm one of the most positive men that you'll ever meet, and I try to lead my team by example. But I've got to tell you, man, it's been some of the most trying times professionally and personally for me, with everything I've been able to do to keep the drive alive, keep the team in the right attitude. Listen, when you don't have any sales receipts for 24 plus months, as any business owner knows, there's a list of fixed expenses, and they're not going away. They're there every month, and every month as a business owner is a new month. We have to start from scratch. No matter how many events or jobs that we did, we start over at the beginning of the month. So our biggest win is the fact that we are still in business. We are chipping away. We're scratching. We're clawing. We are not out of the woods yet, but we're doing everything we can to try to make the best decisions we can and serve the community and just keep things going forward.
Well, we have about 30 seconds. So we have to go to break. So I'll ask you, Bill, before, and then we'll have John answer the same question when we come back from the break. What would you account that to? Try to, I guess, answer that in about 30 seconds.
To staying open?
Yeah.
Well, you know, we were able to get some PPP funding and a grant from the Barstool Sports Arizona Bowl, but even with those funds, we're still having a difficult time. And you have to be financially savvy, you know how to negotiate your funds and, you know, shifting your monies around. And a lot of these are personal monies that business owners have to put into their own businesses. There's no two ways about it.
Yeah, for sure. And I think we were talking about that a little bit before the show. Well, we will talk about all that and so much more marketing tips than that with the Marketing Corner with Sean Campbell. And I'm his co-host, Pastor John McClain with Veteran Rescue Mission. We'll be back right after the break here with Bill and John, our entrepreneurial round circle of greatness. You guys hang in right there and we'll be right back.
And we're back with the Marketing Corner. Yours truly, Sean Campbell, and three awesome gentlemen here with me. My co-host, John McClain, Bill Netherton from Professional Bartenders, and John Spurr from Inspired Life Mortgage. Mm. The theme of the first couple segments was our biggest win, and Bill mentioned his biggest win is now, you know, surviving and still climbing out of the pandemic and what that did to his service industry-based business.
That was a good one.
Yeah, it's been around since only 1984.
Just a few weeks.
Just a few days.
Yeah, absolutely. Just a little baby.
Yeah, so the spotlight goes to Mr. John Spurr.
Yeah.
So I worked for major banks for the first 23, 24 years of my career, and I really feel like the biggest win for me was breaking away from them, going out on my own and starting my own company. And the one borrower that I remember the most is a young lady from that worked at Jim Clickford, and she's a veteran and been told multiple times by multiple loan officers in Tucson that you can't get a loan because you haven't worked here for 2 years, which is just flat wrong. It's just people didn't want to put the work in. And through a gentleman that I know that worked at Jim Clickford, got in touch with her, sat down, got her and her significant other into their first house. They referred me to their friend at Jim Click, did a loan for them. They referred me to their parents. But I can take this one borrower who was probably the first or second closing I had with Inspired Life Mortgage and attribute it to almost 50 closings.
Wow.
5 years later, just from taking care of her and doing what was the right thing to be done. And I know how much I have grown in the last 5 years versus the first 25 years of my career. You know, jumping into my own business, running my own business, and being able to do things the way I want to do them without answering to anybody else. It's just been a phenomenal 5 years and a great win. And I must have done something right because I'm still busy today with rates that have basically doubled in 12 months and still getting referrals from her today. She referred me her sister in Virginia last week to buy a home.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's a huge win.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, and it's with John Spurr. Sometimes I hate having him on the show because I dote on him so much. Like, I'm sure he's tired of hearing it almost, just because he really did change me and my wife's life. And I mean, we had a good life. We were doing all right well before we met John Spurr, but when we started to really dig into the home buying process, that both me and my wife were brilliant people in our own right, we really felt like borderline infants in dealing with this process. And when we trusted in John, he honored that trust. And, you know, and I can't tell him enough how much I appreciate that.
Yeah,
I think it comes with any career is a level of experience, right? I mean, this is all I've done my entire life. I brokered my first mortgage loan when I was 17 years old. I was still in high school. And I'm an expert at my trade, and I love what I do. And I think when you have those two traits, that you're very good at what you do and you really enjoy it, you're able to get all the other minutiae out of the way and truly help people achieve what their goal is. It doesn't matter what the industry is.
I love the fact you talked about starting with one customer at a time and what you can derive out of one customer. If you take great care of them, it's like a tree you plant, and it branches out, and you end up having all these incredible relationships and referrals because you took care of one person the way you should.
And I was just making a note. I was going to comment on the same comment that John had. It goes back to, you know, the 80-20 rule. It's like 20% of your clientele is going to inevitably account for 80% of your revenue, right? And John did what a professional should do. You know, and that has led, you know, to 50 referrals.
Well, like you said, he's amazing. He's an expert in his field. That's all he's done. He's put his heart and soul into that. And he has the client base and foundation today because of all of that hard work he's put in to his customers.
McLean.
On the hot seat, huh?
On the hot seat.
What was the question again? You know me.
What is?
What's the biggest victory?
Biggest win.
Biggest win. Okay. Well, for me, you know me, I work with homeless veterans. And that's definitely where my heart is. And if you're going to make me cry, or if I'm going to make you cry, that's probably what I'm going to talk about. And so for me, the biggest win was with Rodney. I can't say his full name for HIPAA reasons, but with Rodney, who was a 70-year-old Marine with dementia that was in our program, that I literally found this guy pretty much like wandering in the park with no ID, no birth certificate, no social security card, nothing. But I knew his name. You know, he knew where he's from. He kind of remembered stuff 20 years ago. And so we got him back to our property, got him his own quarters, got him squared away. And us as a village, we took care of this guy. And I went and got him his birth certificate, social security card, got him his ID, found it out. He had a bank account, got him... found out he was getting social security, got him medical care, worked for a year to try to get him into an assisted living place because it's not an easy process whatsoever, and eventually got him in an assisted living place, you know, and got him squared away. But for 2 years, you know, I pretty much had to act as this guy's child, and if I didn't, you know, where would he be today?
Right.
So that's that's definitely, you know, for me, a story I love telling regularly, and I visit Rodney regularly. Love the old dude. He doesn't remember me most of the time I see him, but it's still such a blessing that, you know, I was able to be there for him, and I have that to kind of lean on even when I'm dealing with some guys that aren't nearly as manageable as it was with Rodney.
Yeah. Oof.
That's all you got.
That's a lot.
That's it. I like John's point on using that as somebody to lean on when things aren't great, because we've all of us have been there where we have a good month, bad month. You had said the same thing I say. My wife and I both own business, and we said the same thing every morning. We wake up on the first. We woke up today. We don't have a paycheck. Right? We have no income. Yeah. We have no revenue. We have no paycheck. We're going to get what we get by going out and fighting for it.
Yeah.
And there are days that I have loan files that just drive me nuts, but then I remember all of these other people that were told no or didn't think they'd get in a house, and I got them into a house, and it's like, okay, that's my fuel.
Yeah.
We're going to go get this one done.
Yeah, and you get to do this, you know what I mean? Because, you know, working for the big banks for, was it 20 years, 20 plus years?
20 plus years.
Which is similar to your story, right?
Very similar to mine. Mm-hmm. I was in corporate for a decade, and every time that I wake up and I'm complaining about something, I'm like, I could still be there. Mm-hmm. You know, I get to do this. I get to put in.
I was in the military. We were in the military. Yeah. So
when we get to impact people's lives, there's no greater thing. People get in their first home when they didn't think they could, and they found someone that said, wait, we definitely can help you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big deal. That's a life-changing thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, your story, John, about the gentleman with dementia, I mean, that puts everything in perspective for all of us. I mean, I walked in here feeling kind of down in the dumps looking at these notes I made about my financial plight as a business owner. I think, well, first of all, I've got my health, and there's nothing more important than our health. Mm-hmm. I know that firsthand because I just had a quadruple bypass six months ago. Life is good. I'm healthy. I feel good. Mm-hmm. And I'm energized. Mm-hmm. I've always been energized. I'm just more energized now than I ever have been. And I realize that the greatest gift, and you guys have heard this, is the present. Mm-hmm. Yesterday's gone. We can't go back. Tomorrow's not here yet. Mm-hmm. It's all about the here and now. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy to be here with you guys.
And that's you, brother. Yeah.
So, I mean, the last few days I put in, you know, 12 plus hour days, and I'm going home and I'm like tired and beat and everything. But I say, you know, I got to do this. I had the chance to do this, and not everybody has this opportunity. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it kind of reinvigorates myself as I'm going home. And I, you know, when I step inside, I want to be happy whenever I go, you know, that first step inside of home. But it's one of those things that we got to remember, no matter how, like, quote unquote, difficult it gets, we could be back at corporate for those 8 hours a day and waiting for our break or our lunch. And
not to, like, discourage those that, like, if you feel called to that life, you know, enjoy it.
Absolutely.
Like, love it and be the best version of it that you can. 100%. But one way or the other, I think what you're speaking to is, like, and John and I, like, and Bill, like, when you can really live your calling and feel purposeful and feel like you're really stretching out all the tools in your toolbox, it's a special thing, you know, that really can't match. And we'll talk about that and more. We're going to hear from Sean on what his greatest victory is after the break with the Marketing Corner with Sean Campbell on 1030 The Voice. I'm Pastor John McClain with Veteran Rescue Mission. We'll be right back.
We are in the midst of another phenomenal conversation right now with my co-host John McClain, John Spurr, and Bill Netherton. Between the experience between us four, I think we should venture off on our own and start something new, guys. What do you think?
Well, we still have to hear. We still have to put the man of the hour in the hottest of the hot seats.
I'm tying it all together for the last segment to go with the huge announcement.
Well, if this is the last segment, then we have to redo it
No, we got one more.
Yeah, we have one more after this. Yeah. Oh, okay, you're doing it. Oh, okay.
Hey,
okay,
Sean, your new job isn't going to drive you to drinking, is it? Because if it is, you know who to call.
He's the man, for sure. Yeah, that's how he works. It's peer pressure.
Oh, man. This different topic, right? And not to put you off, John. Yeah, I was tying it all together.
Okay.
I should have told you that.
Yeah. Well, that's what I like about you, the spontaneity.
We just do it.
But we had some three really good victories we discussed.
Yeah.
So I definitely want to hear yours.
You got it.
Because you are.
It's coming up.
Pressure's
on. You have
on
plenty, next I'm seven. Sure. I want to think there was some water that was parted.
Yes.
Or somebody was walking on water. I can't. Something to do with water. It turned into wine. I don't know. Bill,
something
can
like
you fill this in here?
So this segment lets the four of us talk about, you know, what is some of the common myths when it comes to owning your own business that kind of like get under your skin a little bit. So whenever I meet somebody new we started talking about what we do. Mm-hmm. What's that myth that you get from somebody that is, you know, it's not true.
I've got that one. It's so easy.
It's easy.
Honestly, for years, people think because I own my own business or a couple of businesses, they just assume that I'm a wealthy person.
I tell you what, it's unbelievable.
One guy used to say to me, hey, Bill, when are you going to buy your boat or your yacht? I'm like, if you only knew.
Yeah.
It might be a little dinghy with holes
for
in
sure.
it.
Yeah.
Flex seal on the way.
If we were doing Family Feud, I think that's bing number one.
Right? Yeah, that's
the biggest. It sounds great and rosy, but I tell you what, man.
Right.
You know, winners win and survivors survive. And if you're in the business world, you better be ready to do both. Otherwise, you're not going to make it.
If that's number one, I'd put at number two on our big board. Who are we thinking? Steve Harvey, or who's the host of this?
I'm thinking Richard Dodson.
Okay, Richard Dodson. Okay.
Yeah, the original,
this,
right?
This Price is Right. What was the name of the
show? That's Bob Barker, The Price is Right.
Yeah, what's the show with the little dings where you guess the...
Family Feud.
Family Feud. Okay, so on our version here of Family Feud, I'd say at number two would be so many people that are right on the cusp of becoming entrepreneurs that just don't believe in themselves for some reason.
Ooh,
I mean, this
is
similar advice that I was giving to Bill before we started the show in regards to his book that I can't wait to read, that he's just one day away from turning the corner and be like, hey, I'm going to become an author. But it's just that little imposter, that judge that's inside of him that he has to beat up a little bit and remind them how great he really is.
John Spur.
My wife and I get asked often that dealing with employees is such a pain. And we love our employees. We have great employees, but we make sure we hire right. We are in the business with them. We all know how to make appointments. We all know how to take loan applications. We're all immersed in the business. We work with them daily. We're a family. And I think it really depends on how you treat your employees if employees become a pain.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, that is something that we hear all the time. Oh my gosh, you have employees, it must be horrible. I'm like, we love our employees.
Yeah.
They're great. And they love working for us, and it shows.
Yeah. I saw something today where it says you got to make sure you hire the right people. No, don't hire the wrong people because the right people end up leaving.
So I thought
that was
kind
of powerful.
Employees are everything.
Yeah.
It's about the team.
Yeah.
Honestly, I've got the greatest team in the world.
Yeah.
Brian, Ricardo, Sistine are my core.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a great roster of professional bartenders.
Mm-hmm.
But those guys have been pretty much kind of running professional bartenders the past couple of years.
Yeah.
And it's an unbelievable feeling as a business owner to be able to step away in that regard and focus on other projects.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. For me, you know, alongside, you know, people think that you're loaded and you, just like on Instagram, you're waking up on stacks of $100 bills, which I'm not.
No.
When you find those, let me know.
But the second biggest misconception is that you have all the time to do whatever you want. That one right there, you know, oh, you must be on vacation all the time.
Yeah.
Or, come meet me for lunch. I know you're not doing anything today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've got one.
A good buddy of mine just right now, you know, a few hours ago, I ran into him at the barbershop. He's like, hey, let's go to the golf tournament next week. And I'm like, no. It's like, why not? And I'm like, because I don't have time.
Yeah.
You know, I don't, you know what I mean? It's like there's
a
commitment.
We were in our office every single day this past week.
Yeah.
Monday through Sunday.
Yeah.
And the majority of those days, it was 12 hours.
Yeah.
It is what it is. But we love what we do.
Right.
And part of it is with customers. And the other part is all the stuff behind the scenes the customers don't see. They just have to get done.
The old phrase, you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. But there is one thing, going to your point, John, is I'm the same way, right? But I am trying to get out of the habit of working every single day, you know? Unfortunately, for the next couple of weeks, I may or may not. But I'm trying to at least give myself a Sunday every week just to kind of decompress if I can, right? But I'm so much in a mentality that I need to put in a few hours on Sunday that the rest of the week will go well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to figure it out with my time management, how I could alleviate some of that going forward. So I can't actually have a full day off.
We really want to get back to the Sunday, but as you guys all know, we just remodeled the office space in 29 days, moved, started two new
LLCs. Just 29 days.
29 days,
You know, it's important just to mention to all business owners listening in out there, and hopefully there's a whole lot of you, we have to guard our personal time.
Yeah.
We have to guard it. You can't say, well, I'm going to take time. We have to make time for anything in our lives that's important to us. I would say, don't let your health get in the way.
Yeah.
Take care of yourself, number one, so you can be good to yourself, your family, your friends, and your employees.
Yeah. And I guess we'll kind of close on this idea. I'd say the biggest advice I would give to just any adult and definitely an entrepreneur is budget your time the way you budget your money. And once you start budgeting your time even more than you budget your money, you're going to have a lot more money. And that's certainly what changed my life. Once I started budgeting my time appropriately and really try to dedicate every minute of productivity or relaxation, where I started being intentional about my time, I started a radio show and I wrote a book and I wrote another book and I started a publishing company and I bought a house and I found a partner and I got married. You know, there's just like all this stuff that kind of is a domino effect when you decide intentionally, I'm going to be a productive, progressive person, going to make the right choices, be a pillar of my community, and you turn around and here we're sitting in a radio studio full of pillars of our community.
Love it.
Well, that and a whole bunch more and maybe some good information, some joke, you'll giggle a little bit when we come back.
And the big news.
The big news.
Huge.
we'll hear Sean's most recent big victory. Sean Campbell, the one and only with the Marketing Corner on 1030 The Voice. I'm Pastor John McClain of the Common Good Radio Show that airs every Sunday at 2 and on 1030 The Voice and 7 a.m. on Saturday on 106.3 The Groove. Go to homecommunityservices.com or veteranrestcommission.org for more information about both.
Are you sitting down, ladies and gentlemen? Huge news. And this coincides with my biggest win to date as an entrepreneur.
I love the way you do that. You're really good at tying things together.
I'm just kind of, you know, again, it's all by the hip and just kind of make it up as I go, but I'm pretty good that way.
You are. Clint Eastwood, like the fastest gun in the West.
The young Clint Eastwood, not young. The current Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, for sure. That's wrong. I don't know if you're allowed to say that. Can you cut that, Tom?
Good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah, not today's Clint Eastwood. He's still 90 and still doing his stuff.
He's still kicking. Yeah. I want to think Clint Eastwood. He's kind of like, he'll be a national treasure that we'll look back
on. He already is.
Yeah.
All right. So my big news that coincides with my biggest win just happened recently where, you know, I've had my own business, Campbell Marketing Group, where I specialize in social media marketing, and I love it. I really, really do.
It's a really special niche, and what you do is really cool work.
Yeah, it is, you know, and it's, you know, it kind of goes along with doing this show because I have to come up with something new almost daily for my clients, you know what I mean? So I'm kind of wired that way, you know, so, but one of the things that I lacked and that are really... These last year and a half, 2 years almost, there's two things that I wished I had. More camaraderie like this, right? This is one of the reasons why I look forward to the show is I get to hang out with the greatest of Tucson has to offer. But in working for myself, I missed having somebody where I could throw some ideas by and, you know, how's this? How does this look and stuff like that. Working for yourself is difficult. It could be quote-unquote lonely at times, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I kind of miss being with a team, but also I always wanted to have more of an opportunity to approach somebody, to approach Bill or John or anybody and say, look, I just not only do social, but I could provide an update on your website, an update on your Google Ads, your SEO, and really provide a whole complete online or digital marketing program instead of trying to fit into what somebody has. Or what happens a lot is people come to me and say, you're doing a great job here. Can you do the rest? And I have to kind of maybe refer out to some people. And there's a lot of phenomenal digital marketing agencies in town. A lot, right? But I didn't have that capability to kind of do it on my own. And sometimes when a very good digital agency could have a program together, I'm always the outlier. I'm trying to plug in to their program. Mm. And I really don't have a chance to create something, you know. Mm. And sometimes maybe the program, you know, not could be a little bit better. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes I just don't have enough information to really do what I do best for inevitably the client. Mm-hmm. So the big news is that I'm teamed up with CS Design Studios.
Nice.
Wyatt Chambers.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I am. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Nice. I am the CMO.
Okay.
Of CS Design Studios.
Oh.
Yeah.
Chief Manly Officer.
Chief Manly Officer.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
We're they now. And I've already sat in a handful of the kickoff meetings where we sit with a client and we go over the whole strategy. It's beautiful, right? Mm-hmm. So I could be a part of creating something or updating a current program and know exactly what the social media aspect's role is to complement what's going on with Google and their website and their SEO. Instead of just getting a little bit of the information and saying, Sean, do your best. So that's the big news.
You're not going to be lonely anymore.
I'm not lonely at all anymore. And
but that does mean you have to wear pants every now and again.
Yes, I'm trying to dress up nicer. So if you see me in collared shirts more often, right?
Yeah.
But it's a huge win for me. Mm-hmm. It's 100% when I'm wearing the quote-unquote CS hat. Mm. You know, Campbell Marketing still in existence, but I'm bringing all my clients under the CS umbrella.
That's amazing.
And it's exciting.
Yeah, yeah. And it's cool. I could tell, you know, even when, you know, Wyatt and you were having these discussions before it kind of ever was finalized, just how excited he was to have have you guys partner up, because what you do is the future, dude.
Right.
Like,
right.
Unfortunately, only us marketing people get it.
Yeah.
But just like back in 2008, 2007, when we were trying to convince business owners like John Spur and like Bill, hey, you need a website.
Yeah.
You need, and they're like, what's website? That? What are you talking about?
I'm right
website.
Here in the yellow pages.
Yeah.
I'm prominent. What are you talking right about? There.
Yeah. I'm got but, a quarter page ad in the yellow pages. Yeah. What are you talking about? I need a website.
Yeah.
But, silly man.
Yeah. But the idea stemmed last summer. So we took all this time, kind of dabbled in a few projects, and we also spent some just due time, you know, how do we get along, you know, can we sit and have lunch or, you know, have a dinner and, you know, how do we get along? How are we outside the office?
Which I'm guessing was great time because you're both cool dudes to hang out.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I learned a lot from him and, you know, he, the biggest thing I want is just somebody to throw ideas. And if it's a bad idea, then great. Now I know that's a bad idea. And he explains why. But if it's a good idea, which I do have some good ideas every once in a while, then, you know, we can incorporate it. And inevitably, the biggest number one thing was that CS Design Studios cares about all their clients, you know, to the T, every single one of them, you know, no matter how big or small. And that was very important to me because when I bring my clients, I want them to be treated, you know, the same.
Yeah.
You know, so,
yeah. It definitely seems like they have a set of convictions that they stand by.
Yeah.
Life or death.
So absolutely.
And Sean, how long have they been in business?
15 years.
Oh, so they've got a pretty good track record in the community.
Very good track record. And it was, you know, the whole gamut of digital services. So it's no corners are cut, you know, which I appreciate. So it's a good, you know, big deal.
I'm looking forward to stopping by and dropping off some promotional products.
I've already told them all you'll be by in the next week or so. So they are looking for your promotional products.
Nice.
Yeah, and it seems like there's kind of like a round circle question there in regards to like, I'm interested in hearing from the group some wins within partnerships. Like I know kind of in the break, we're talking about some losses. You know, we definitely take our L's and they say, if you take a couple of L's, you put them together, it makes a W.
Plenty of losses right here.
But what are some of the wins that you guys have in partnerships? I'd love to hear about it.
Hey, we're doing Tucson Festival of Books kickoff this weekend. We're going to have 14 bartenders at the U of A bookstore serving a nice big happy hour gathering for 750 people.
That sounds like a win. What's a loss? Give us a loss.
No, we're talking about wins. Talking about wins.
Yeah, we're talking about
wins. I said talk about the L's.
No, we've talked plenty about the L's during the break. We'll talk about the W's.
It's funny how some people would say to you, so Billy, you had all this free time during the week because you guys are just doing your gigs on weekends. I'm like, no. There's a lot of preparation and planning during the week, but we have a lot of events during the weekdays. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Thursdays has become this crazy night where we can do 3, 4, 5 events on a Thursday, and we're like, we're all scratching our head in the office going, what's going on with Thursdays lately? Mm-hmm. Because it's been that way for a couple of years. So obviously we're grateful.
Yeah.
John knows I have a really cool partnership. I mean, I partnership with my wife and we office together, and I understand her industry, understands mine.
You know, stole my answer.
I don't think it's a bad answer to, you know, your best partnership is with your wife. And I mean, we feed off each other, and we've been nicknamed the Inspireds, and you know,
beautiful.
We love it, and we just keep going and fighting together and doing good things.
Yeah.
Interesting. I'm going to, since you took my wife won.
He's sitting here looking like a whipped puppy right now in the corner. Right? He's like just pouting that I stole his thunder.
Yeah.
Well, you've met my wife, so you know that it's the appropriate answer. But I'll go with, thankfully, and it's been such like kind of this budding thing, but it's just been so fluid. And I thanked him for it today, so he knows who I'm talking about. The partnership me and Sean have, it's been, and I think it's kind of similar to that you have with CS Designs, where it's like, you do this, I do this, I don't do that, you don't do this, we come together, and we're both so much better because we came together.
Yeah, and for me, and I don't want to speak for Wyatt, but you know, he went through a little bit of a rough patch with a prior partner, and me at the very, very beginning, I had a partner that just wasn't doing anything, to be honest, and so we were both very aware of that, and I think that made us, you know, more aware of what it takes to be a good partner. Not that we were, you know, bad partners in the, you know, in our prior, you know, the relationships, but I think we know what to look out for, you know what I mean? So, one of the things that I don't know you and I do and why it does as well is that when we step into the same room together, our ego's not in that room at all. You know what I mean? I look forward to what I'm going to learn from you every time you and I hang out. Yeah. There's always something I learn from you, right? But that's something that I learned, you know, as I matured. I'll be honest, I tell people all the time, 10, 12 years ago, I was not that guy. This wasn't a good dude. But I've matured and, you know, took my losses, took some big losses. And now it's like when the success is on the horizon, I know how to handle it and I handle it appropriately, you know. So every single day is new, and every single day I have the mentality, two things. One, I'm going to work harder than anybody else. And two, I'm going to learn something new today. Yeah.
That's a pretty good way to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's worked so far.
So your closing thoughts, we got 45 seconds before I say my little bit.
I was just going to say, you know, it's difficult sometimes to look in the mirror at yourself, not just personally, but professionally as a business owner and a human being. And look, we're full of flaws. And John, you know this, we're full of flaws. And that gives me hope every day, knowing that I want to wake up and I want to try to do better, be a better partner, be a better employee, be a better husband, all these things. And that gives me hope every day. And that, my friends, is a beautiful thing.
And it's exactly what I was going to say, is we just, my wife and I, we wake up every morning and how can we be better today than we were yesterday?
Yeah.
How can we handle our patients? How can we handle our borrowers better today than we did yesterday? And that's just what we do every day. Be a better person.
Yeah.
Nice.
With me, I just want my coffee first thing in the morning. That's all.
gotta have my coffee.
Too much. Don't need much. Simple man.
Yeah, simple.
That's what I like about you.
Simple.
Well, that is the Sean Campbell with the Marketing Corner on the 1030 The Voice. Tune in every week, Sunday at 4 p.m. for the Marketing Corner for the time being.
Cheers, Tucson.
We'll catch you next week. I'm Pastor John McClain, and you can catch me on this very station every Sunday at 2. God bless.